Welcome back to After Hours. Tonight I'm featuring songs by Billy Joel. In the fall of 1981, Billy released his Songs in the Attic album. One of the most popular tracks on it is She's Got Away.
She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her. She's got a way of pleasing. I don't know what it is, but there doesn't have to be a reason anyway. She's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way of talking. I don't know why it is, but it lifts me up when we are walking anywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. She's got a way of showing, oh, how I make her feel, and I find the strength to keep on going. She's got a light around her, oh, and everywhere she goes, a million dreams of love surround her everywhere. She comes to me when I'm feeling down, inspires me without a sound. She touches me and I get turned around. Oh, she's got a smile that heals me. I don't know why it is, but I have to laugh when she reveals me. She's got a way about her. I don't know what it is, but I know that I can't live without her anyway.
In the summer of 1983, Billy Joel released the album An Innocent Man. It boasted six top 30 songs, including Joel's second number one hit, Tell Her About It.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you, but a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Let her know how much she means. Listen, boy, it's not automatically a certain guarantee. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. Sure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her
you wished you were there. Tell her about it the day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't been spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her about it, tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her, let her know how much you mean.
Another track on the Innocent Man album that became a worldwide hit was Uptown Girl. The music video for the song featured Christy Brinkley. Working on the video began a relationship between Joel and Brinkley that resulted in their marriage 2 years later. Another top hit from the album is its title track, An Innocent Man.
Some people will stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else, someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man. I am an innocent man. Oh yes, I am an innocent man.
You're listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU LP Huntley Community Radio. Billy Joel released the album Stormfront in the fall of 1989. On it was the track We Didn't Start the Fire that became another number one hit for him. Billy wrote the song after a discussion with the 21-year-old Sean Lennon on the occasion of Joel's 40th birthday. Lennon made an offhanded comment that you were a kid in the 50s and everybody knows that nothing happened in the 50s. Billy said, wait a minute, and started to recite the headlines of his youth. Hence, the song was written. The final track on Stormfront is And So It Goes, a hymn-like song that brings calm and tranquility to the end of an album filled with turbulent songs.
lovers pass until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones. You answered me with no pretense, and still I feel I said too much. My silence is my self-defense, and every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart. This is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows. So I would choose to be with you. If the choice were mine to make, but you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break.
In 1993, Joel released an album called River of Dreams that included a track inspired by his little daughter Alexa Ray. It's called Lullaby, Goodnight My Angel.
Goodnight my angel, time to close your eyes and save these questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking me. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promised I would never leave you, and you should always know. Wherever you may go, no matter where you are, I never will be far away. Good night, my angel, now it's time to sleep. And still so many things I want to say. Remember all the songs you sang for me when we went sailing on an emerald bay. And like a boat out on the ocean, I'm rocking you to sleep. The water's dark and deep inside this ancient heart. You'll always be a part. Good night, my angel, now it's time to dream. And dream how wonderful your life will be. Someday your child may cry, and if you sing this lullaby, then in your heart there will always be a part of me. Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program and will tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.